Gary White, we've just seen Lou Zambo win his second race here in Hobart. I think he's a serious racehorse.
Yeah, Pete, look, he took up a position about fourth pair back, travelled really nicely. Got got a little bit of a little bit wide on the corner, a little bit of trouble there, and through the run, evidently his blinker came over his eye, so that obviously enhanced his win.
Maybe a one-eye blinker in the future.
Or have him clubbed right up. Yeah, look, he's a serious racehorse. He's a three-year-old. Like, the four-year-old's only given him a kilogram, so he's only carried a kilogram less than Yeboah, and it's a four-year-old. So on the way for age scale, like, we're 3 kilos worse off. And so, you know, where he's heading, which would be obviously the Guineas, the 6th, I think it's the
6th of January, under lights at Launceston.
Yeah, so that's where he's heading, and he'll meet his own age and race the way he's racing. I'm sure he's going to quit himself well.
Look, last start, he ran second behind Blue Bud, and of course she won half a dozen races going to that. She was clearly, you know, experience and class factor over the top, but he got galloped on in that race, and his shoe was at right angles when he came back to scale, so... You know, to still finish second and fighting, he must be such a little courageous horse.
He is, and look, he's one of those horses. He reminds me of the good horse that Charlie Goggin had, the way he gallops like in Russian Rogue, and the way like he puts his head out, and the way he just really puts in race day. As I said, he's come off a 7 day break, and freshen him up a little bit on the track itself. We didn't do a lot with him. And he just looked fantastic today, and I was really pleased the way he acquitted himself. As I said, the only time I got nervous was on the corner when he got shunned out a little bit wider than Justin wanted to be.
All right, we'll just keep him ticking over till January the 6th for the Guineas. And
yeah.
You'll look beyond the Guineas after that race, I suppose.
Exactly, but you know, in this game, things can turn pretty quickly. At the moment, we're really happy with the way he's progressing. I can't put him out in the paddock, which I like to do, but because unfortunately all the three races come up too quickly, but we'll just give him a quick fresh up in the stable. And I'm sure that he'll acquit himself well in whatever he's racing in.
Well, David and Louise Adams, the owners, they've been great supporters of your stable, and it's great to see them get another good one. They had one in Mafia Man, but, you know, things sort of didn't quite go right with him. He never fulfilled his or realised his potential, but they might just do it with Lou Zambo.
Well, they deserve it. If anyone in racing in Tasmania deserves a good horse, it's David and Louise. They're great supporters of the stable, and, you know, we'd be certainly a loss without them.
Thank you, Kerry.
Thank you, Pete.